This is the As Far As I Know podcast.
I don't know.
Hello and welcome to the As Far As I Know podcast, the show where we try to outthink our feelings and satisfaction is not guaranteed. I am Andy and I am thrilled once again to be joined by my co-hosts, Mr. Fozzie Bear. Hello, Fozzie.
I'm thrilled to be here.
And Mr. Matt Rose. Hey, Matty, how are you?
I'm good, but I don't think Fozzie's really thrilled. He didn't sound really thrilled. I think we should.
I get so easily distracted. I have a screwdriver and a screw, and I'm just putting it in and twisting it in my fingers. And I've been doing this for about 30 minutes, and I'm endlessly fascinated. Right.
Coming to you live from the cuckoo's nest.
It's Fozzie Bear. So symbolic. I don't know what it reminds me of. Anyway.
That's awesome.
When you said screwdriver, I was thinking drink immediately, by the way.
Oh, yeah, no. It did sound like that. Yeah, totally. All right, gentlemen, there's a pretty interesting movie coming out pretty soon. That no self-respecting geek can have a podcast where they talk about geeky stuff and not talk about it. Fozzie, you wanna take us there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I saw a meme going around Facebook recently and just social media in general, and I think it was a screen cap of a Tumblr feed. And one person posed a question that said, "If you went to sleep and you woke up as Superman, what is the first thing you would do?" And somebody responded on the Tumblr feed and said, "I would go back to sleep and try to wake up as Batman." So, and that started a huge debate in the thread, like, who would you rather be? Who is better? Who was the best superhero? And I wanted to bring that to you because, as we know, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice is coming out.
It's true. It is the Dawn of Justice.
Oh, I thought it was Donna Justice.
That's what you said.
Lady.
Oh, Donna Justice.
Yeah. Oh,
Donna Justice.
This whole time I've been doing it wrong. So that movie's coming out soon, and that's going to start a huge debate among geeks in general. So I thought I'd pose the question to you gentlemen. Who would you rather wake up as? Who is the better superhero? So that's the question that I'm posing to you guys this week. And in the segment that we always do, I think it's time that we talk about our feelings.
Let's talk about our feelings.
All right, so I'm going to start this week with Matt. Matt, who is the better superhero, Superman or Batman?
So just looking at it as a character, an IP, or an intellectual property.
Oh, I had no idea.
Classing up the joint. Just like interest level, not who can beat each other up. Although my answer might still be the same, is the better character is by far Batman, hands down. He's more interesting. He has character flaws. He has like a cooler past. He has a more interesting path. He actually has to try to beat villains, whereas Superman just snaps his finger and they like their vertebrae shatter. I don't know. And they turns back time and then they are not shattered vertebrae anymore, so he doesn't feel bad about it. I don't know. Anyways, it's just by far, I mean, and the cool factor, who looks cooler on the t-shirt, Batman or Superman? I mean, come on.
I suppose it depends on if you're a summer or an autumn, really.
Well, maybe that's true.
Because there's red and blue, and then there's just black and gray, or blue and gray, depending on which area you're in.
And I mean, like, Batman, like, he has the history of, like, he has, how do I put it? He has skin in the game, I guess, is the one thing you could say. Mm-hmm. So that he had a terrible thing happen to him because of crime and injustice. And he is taking that as a personal affront to himself and fixing that, as well as following a code.
Oh, my God. Could you crawl any farther up Batman's ass?
Hey. Sir,
he had a terrible thing happen to him. Superman's fucking planet blew up.
Oh, interesting. It's getting ugly in here, guys.
Yeah, the planet he didn't even know.
That makes it okay.
He grew up in a nice country and country home. His
Superman
parents loved him.
Inherited an enormous. I mean, Batman inherited an enormous amount of wealth. You're like, he really has to try. Try to do what?
Well, he had parents. The Superman had parents. Batman? Not so much.
Well, I see your point. Batman does have to, like, he's not a superhero. right? Like he uses gadgets. He has to use ingenuity. He has to use his mind. He has to use kryptonite to cheat.
He has to use an enormous amount of money.
Yeah, well, that helps.
Yeah. I mean, I think Superman.
I think Superman has a ton of money too. Fortress of Solitude. I mean, that's pretty fancy.
No, he didn't swipe his Amex.
Didn't get contractors in.
Yeah, it's not. What are you talking about?
Well, he has all that technology that he inherited from his other planet. I mean,
yeah,
he's got a cool apostrophe
in his
name. That doesn't make sense.
No. That's a crazy idea. Superman's better. Here's why.
Oh, interesting.
First of all, Superman was first. There would be no Batman if there weren't Superman.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Secondly.
I feel like this argument's going to happen in all our podcasts. If the thing didn't come first.
Listen, it's a valid thing. You can have whatever argument you want to about it. Well, at some point, we'll have a whole conversation about how you separate what came first. But the point is that, in terms of capturing the minds of the hearts of people, Superman did that, and he did it on a level that I don't think any other hero has done since.
Mm.
Secondly,
oh, that's crazy talk right there.
Secondly, Superman embodies ideals. Superman embodies the idea that if you could do good, you would do good. And that is way more important than bad things happen to me, and so I guess I'm going to try to, like, figure it out, but I'm certainly going to be whining the whole time I do it. And then the Batman thing has to be like, oh, am I actually fighting crime or am I creating crime and blah, blah, blah. Holy crap, dude. Can you get over yourself and punch somebody in a super suit for crying out loud? That guy, look, Batman is undoubtedly the cooler answer, right? You got better movies, you got better t-shirts, whatever. But in terms of better superhero, like, it is telling that you start a conversation about which superhero is better and say, I'm not going to talk about which one beats the other one up, blah, blah, blah. It's just the whole point of why they exist.
Well, Batman would beat them in a fight.
Incorrect.
I'm pretty sure.
No, hundreds of times Batman and Superman have fought. Batman's won like three.
Okay, that needs to go into the statistical analysis right now.
You know what? Do you just want to do it? Do you just want to do who would win in a fight, Batman versus Superman? Because we can do that, Matt.
I think that has to be an aspect.
So are we saying historically throughout the comics, which Fosse, are you still there, Fosse?
I'm so scared right now. Oh, God, there's so much geek going on around me. It's so freaking me out. You guys are really passionate about this, aren't you? I thought we'd just have a fun conversation. I think you're either going to, like, punch each other or make out now. I don't know what's happening.
We've established Batman's cooler, has better movies, has better comic books, has
better backstory.
What was the better thing about
better
Superman
backstory.
Again?
We didn't say better backstory or comic books. I said they made better Batman movies than Superman movies. That is.
By the way, I'm an alien, everybody, even though I look exactly like you.
So I think we need to put a kind of a fine point on it, like, who would you rather wake up? Who would you rather be? Is that what we're trying to determine? Because when we say best can mean a lot of things. What are we actually trying to determine here?
Well, okay, so
that's what we have to decide.
We can take into account the who wins in a fight thing. So how are we doing that? Is it the number of times they've fought in comic book history and what the outcome is?
I'm fine with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like the idea of who, and this would be impossible to figure out, but, like,
oh, good.
Who does the least, like, harm to their environment?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's
either in collateral damage or death or what have you.
Oh, we do have to take that into account, because that's something that I thought about too. Like, Batman seems to always have people dying. Like, Robins are dropping left and right. He can't keep a Robin.
Yeah, but there's a difference. Batman can't keep someone alive. Superman just murders people. So that's a difference.
Wait, who did Superman murder?
See the movie. Spoilers.
You're talking about the end of Man of Steel when they fight in Metropolis and a bunch of people clearly must die.
Like, thousands of people.
Generally speaking, if we're talking about who is more likely to murder someone, Superman's not at the top of that list.
He murders someone in the cold blood at the end of that film.
He murders, oh my God.
Yeah.
In your mind, Superman is less of a moral character because he would kill outright, break the neck of the guy that wants to destroy Earth. But Batman knowingly lets teenagers go into harm in their underwear with no superpowers, and he's totally okay. That's what you're telling me.
Well, hey, Robin was trained.
Yeah, he was wearing trainers, right?
I mean, let's be honest. Like, the whole Robin thing is ridiculous. I don't think anybody will defend the whole Robin thing because it's just a ridiculous, like, 1960s thing that came about that they...
Back when everybody had wards. Remember when everybody had a ward back in the 60s? Like a Burt ward.
A Burt ward. I see what you did there.
Oh, my God. I never put that together.
Yeah, he played Robin on the TV show.
Oh, my God. Right. But, I mean, and he was his ward.
Yeah.
You're blowing my mind right now, Andy. so many revelations. This is like on How Did This Get Made when they like realize something like halfway through a show.
Wait, Fozzie, what did you think this movie was about?
I don't know how you would quantify it though, but I think that would be an interesting way to quantify. Like,
okay, body count. We'll see what we can come up with. Body count.
There we go.
All right.
Who is just most well? I, it sounds like I'm arguing my own thing because I think I know who will win, but well, maybe not. I could be surprised. Who's most popular? Just general zeitgeist, like if you go into Google Trends or what have you, which one is more popular?
All right. Let's see what I can find with Google Trends. I mean, Google Trends, that's going to be tough, right? Because that means that Christopher Reeve era Superman is not going to be in there because that's pre-Google. Right. But Christian Bale era Batman is going to be in there, which is.
But Superman was rebooted during that time, too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what year did Batman and Robin come out?
Oh, God.
Basically, what I'm arguing is that like all the best Batmans are in that era.
And well, I mean, the first Batman was pretty damn good, in my opinion.
Sure.
As was the second.
Yeah, so you've got Batman and Batman Returns.
And those wouldn't be in the – what I'm saying, those would not be in the internet era.
No, but either. When you look at the internet era, you're comparing Christopher Nolan era Batman with one
whoever
movie that nobody liked.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, but isn't that indicative of who's better like or not? Like, do we want to bring in who has better movies or not? Like,
we can bring in who has better movies. I'm just saying we know. I'll look at the Google Trends, and maybe it'll surprise us. But I'm just pointing out that I think I know you're going to win on that one. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe not. I don't know. That's
yeah, we can look at average scores for movies, and we can do our normal, like, critics plus users and all that kind of stuff.
Right. And I don't know if like having the better movies is an actual indicator as to who's better. I think that there's a lot of factors that go into that, but also it would be who can translate to film. And I don't know if that like, Superman might be a better character, but he doesn't translate to film and vice versa, which doesn't really,
how do you measure translation to film?
Yeah. I mean, well, with the special effects that were available at the time, could you pull off a good Superman movie in the 80s?
I would argue, actually, for like Andy's point, I guess the first Superman was a pretty lauded film. I mean, a lot of people like
the couple of those Christopher Reeve Superman movies are very popular. They go downhill like a lot of franchises do, but.
Right.
One and two of Superman was very good.
Yeah, they were both very good. Yeah.
And I have to say, halfway through what I was saying, I knew what I was saying was wrong, but I had to keep going with it. I don't want people to like start writing in and be like, did you really not know there were Superman movies in the 80s? I know.
I would say
settle down, everybody.
You could, I mean, like you could throw in even like, and we're into limited movies, like animated series or video games.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, that's really good. Maybe.
So there's a couple of questions straight out of the gate. So if we're talking some Justice League property where it's both of them, right? Is that just out straight out of the gate?
Yeah, I'd say nix that if they're both there.
Okay. When we're talking body count, oh man, this is going to get really nerdy. Fozzie, are you strapped in?
All right, I'm ready. Oh, right.
So Matt, as you and I both know,
screwdriver.
It's a common occurrence that somebody's mind controlled or it's a robot version of them, or an alien version of them, or whatever, right?
Yeah. When you say of are you saying him or them?
Superman or Batman,
yeah, or any hero. Like, it's a common comic book trope.
Gotcha.
Your hero is behaving strangely, and then you find out later that it's because he got injected with a serum that makes him act like his worst enemy or whatever, right?
Are there an equal number, maybe this would be a determining factor, an equal number of people, recurring characters in the comics that died? Like I had said, you know, Robin's died and that lady ended up in a wheelchair. Does Superman have regular people like Jimmy and whoever? Could we get an evil...
I don't know how often they might die, but hold that thought for just a second. So Matt, I'm presuming that we are talking about actions by these superheroes in their right minds, right? So if Superman is controlled by an alien, some other alien besides himself, and he's fighting Batman, you know, does that count as Superman beating Batman or no? They got to be in their right minds, right?
Yeah, yes, I would agree with that. But I'm just starting to think, like, how many of those fights actually happen when they were in their right minds?
I don't know. I'll have to figure that out. I don't know. It might not be very many.
Because that's usually the trope to get them to fight or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So when you guys say collateral damage, you're not talking about people close to them. I think that was where I misunderstood. You're talking about destroyed cities.
Well,
people who died. Well,
people close to them. The reason Matt brought up the destroyed city was because he knew if we did people close to them that Batman will lose.
So
because one of those things, you know, how gritty and emotional it is, was great at the beginning, but now it's like, now it's a liability. So we better talk about that 1 3 minutes of film for the last 80 years or whatever that might have Superman lose that fight.
Yeah, God, nobody ever died in a comic book of Superman before that, I'm sure.
This is the ugliest conversation I've ever seen you two have. This is great.
Oh my God, been around a lot, dude.
This is par for the course.
Wow.
This is DC we're talking. Wait until we die with Marvel.
Oh my God, I don't know if I can handle it. It's mommy and daddy are fighting. It's making me uncomfortable.
So I'll figure out body count and we can look at it and say, like, if we weight it like as people close to them. I mean, look, the truth of it is that there's no way that Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen and all those people haven't died at some point, right? Like they've all, everybody dies in a comic book and they just come back 3 issues later. So,
and you know, going back to my thing of like, who would you rather wake up as, that meme that I saw online, maybe we could look at costumes, like how many people want to be Batman as opposed to how many people want to be Superman. Oh, that'd be good. Costume sales.
Yep. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Coming comic up book blank. Sales. I can't believe I didn't say that. Comic
oh, of course.
Book sales.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. That's Dewey. Cool. Yeah. And maybe how many spinoffs, too, do they? Yeah, I guess they do spinoffs for both those stories.
Oh, man. I don't know if you want to do spinoffs. And honestly, that hurts my argument probably, but
no. I don't know. Well, the problem is that it's like, where do you stop?
Yeah. Oh, really? Are there many?
Well, Batman, for example, there's like a million Robin titles, and then strap back in, Fozzie, but Robin goes on to be Nightwing, and so is Nightwing a spinoff of Batman?
So maybe I'm using the wrong terminology, but I'm talking about, like, I know there's that Superman story where he actually landed in Russia and he grew up there, you know, et cetera. So, like, maybe spinoff stories are alternate universe stories. I think that's the right word I'm looking for.
The answer is 400 million in both cases.
Oh, really? Okay.
Give or take 15.
See, this is why I don't read comics. Did I tell you? Like, I decided I was going to get into comics when they were doing the Buffy comic. Like, when that came out, I was like, yes, I'm so excited. Went to the comic store, I bought my copy, and then I read it in 2 minutes on the train. And I was like, I got to do this again next week.
Yeah,
I have to come here again.
That's why you buy them all in one bound graphic. Now, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Best
teach
practices.
Me. Yeah. Learn me how to do this. Because
By
I think
the way,
comics
Andy, that might be easier to look at graphic novels versus individual.
Somebody has comic book sales somewhere, so I'm not worried about it. We'll find it somewhere.
What else? I mean, you can even look at the sheer number of programs or movies that they've spawned, I suppose, like just an indication of how popular they are.
And when you say that, do you mean like...
How many Batman video games are there? How many Superman video games are there? So on and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah,
how many cartoons are there about Batman? Cartoons are about Batman.
You know, I could be completely – this might be completely way off, but what about, like, if you go to a Wikipedia page or an information page, just, like, the sheer volume, like, the length of it, if people are updating Superman's page more than Batman's page, I think that would be an indicator that people are more passionate about it. If there's just a lot more information.
To me, it feels a little bit like it. That's like, which one is better written, which I don't know if that, like, Batman has among his fans better Wikipedia authors. I don't know what that tells you, you know.
But you know what you could do is we'll change both Wikipedias at the same time and see which one gets changed to the right thing first.
Oh, that's good.
And we'll know who's more passionate about their Wikipedia or their hero.
Oh, Wikipedia doesn't work that way. We'll never get our change through is the problem.
It was worth a try. Maybe we can do it on like
We can try a poll. Let's do a poll on Twitter.
Yeah, I actually think that's important. I think we should go to our listeners.
Yeah.
Comic Vine, like, are somewhere similar to that where they kind of like, well, I mean, there's numerous polls who's the best superhero, right? But also, like, Comic Vine has, like, I don't know how they do it, but they have some way of ranking the heroes.
Yep, we can figure that out.
Go ahead.
I was just going to recap what we've got, because we've got quite a few things here that we could probably pull from. But if
who has a better signal to call them when there's danger?
What is Superman's signal?
How many
signal?
Points do you get if you don't need a signal because you can just hear when people are in trouble and it doesn't matter if you just happen to be looking in the sky?
That means it's less cool because, again, I go back to point A, like, he can do everything.
That's how better. Doing
no,
more
it's not
is better.
Boring. It's boring.
Whatever. Ooh, I don't know if we'll ever figure this out.
Want to compare
Matt,
what powers you want,
I will concede to you the point
obviously.
That doing more is boring when you show me the one blade Swiss Army knife you have in your pocket.
No. The difference is that when I'm looking at a character with depth and makes me care about the character and makes them a cool hero, is that they have something on the line and that it's not... Like I
could
just blast
that
guy.
Superman
has
never
the country.
Superman has never faced adversity, is what you're saying in the history of the Superman.
Oh no,
comics.
I'm not saying he did. The point is that it's at such a level that they have to try to create, and or it has to be like Lois Lane's in trouble. Superman's never in trouble, but like a person he knows is in trouble instead. Whereas Batman is like in peril all the time. The guy can get shot and die.
Okay. We're not the idea that there are more Batman comics about Batman himself being in peril than Superman himself being in peril to me is a little dubious, but whatever. I don't know how we'd count that, so I'm going to leave it off the list.
Well, I wasn't saying that was the thing you measure. I was making more joke. Who has a better car? That would be a good one.
How many points do you get for not needing a car because you can fucking fly?
Ooh.
See my earlier point. Because you can do everything.
So the shittier you are, the more stuff you have to buy, the better hero you are.
The point is you can't just fly or
no, he can just
city.
Buy another car.
Batman can just buy another car?
Of course he can.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't get to where he wants to go.
He has unlimited money.
Okay, guys, I have to step in. Randy, I want you to run through what we have.
We've got the number of times they've fought in comic book history and winners or losers there.
Okay.
We've got body count. Both of those things must be done by the hero in their right mind and not under the influence of someone.
Yeah, that's
going
to be a
else.
Tough one. You might have to.
I'll sort it out. We'll figure it out. Somebody's done this already. It doesn't have to just be me. We're going to do Google Trends to see which one has higher ratings in terms of Google search. We're going to do average critical scores of their film properties. We're going to look at critical scores of television shows and video games. We're going to look at the popularity when it comes to costumes and cosplay. We're going to look at comic book sales, of course. When we do those critical scores, we'll also just count the sheer volume of TV shows, movies, that kind of thing. And then we'll look at places who have polled both the general public and comic book readers and try to determine what the relative popularity is there.
That's a pretty solid long list, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't be able to come up with all of it, but...
Well, I mean, I only can prove you wrong so many ways. I mean, we don't need to get more.
Why don't you? crawl into your cave, cry about your mommy and daddy, and I'll go do the real work and come back, and then you can talk about how boring it is that I was able to do everything.
Well, that's the...
Fozzie, can you just say we'll be back after the break?
So, one thing I do want to say before that is one of you is setting yourself up for a huge fail, because one of you is going to be wrong next week, and I'm really
excited.
That's going
to hurt so bad.
Here's what I'm worried about.
It's going to hurt so bad.
I'm a little worried about is, like, I'm poking the bear that's probably going to get all the data together, so, like...
I promise I'll be impartial.
That's a really good point. So I want to see how this shakes out, but we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to come back with all this information.
And we're back. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Thank you for having us.
Back as well.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So we are talking Batman versus Superman. When last we left, Fozzie was despairing at how Matt and I were ready to stab one another, which is, you know, a pretty normal day.
That was getting ugly in here, guys.
So we agreed.
It was rough.
We weren't going to stab each other. We just made it needed to have, like, the cops called, like, you know, domestic disturbance.
Pre-stabbing. That pre-stabbing ritual that we go through. Okay, so we agreed to talk about a few things. The number of times that these two characters have fought it out in comic book history. We were going to look at their body count. We were going to look at Google Trends, user polls, the numbers of projects, comic book sales, costumes, and the average ratings of the films. And I think box office money for the films, yeah? So, we will jump into that. I'm going to do the Fozzie's favorite part first, which is tell you the stuff that I couldn't find. So,
good.
This is where Fozzie cries
right.
and laments.
Actually, there was more. I grabbed more than I thought this time. That there was a lot more information out there than I thought. The only thing that I really can't speak to at all is costumes and cosplay and stuff for a couple of reasons. One, there's no good, I couldn't find any good metrics that suggested exactly what, what the most popular ones were. There's a lot of people who have written posts out there that say, like, this was the most popular cosplay this year or of all time or whatever. But nobody's citing any sources for that stuff, right? It's just like, I see this guy everywhere. The problem is that cosplay really, it goes outside of comic books, right? So you have a lot of people that are from, anime series and things like that, so Batman and Superman don't even really sort of nick in the most popular list. But even if you go with, like, comic book characters, neither of these guys were in the top 20. However, I will say that in the top 20 were both Joker and Harley Quinn. So,
well, hold on. Oh. The reason Batman's not in the top 20 is you don't see Batman.
Oh, is that it? Well, the reason Superman's not in the top 20 is because he has his glasses on, and you don't know that it's him.
Oh, that's good. He could be standing right next to you. You'd have no idea.
He's all those mild-mannered guys you see at Comic-Con.
That explains so much.
Right, yeah. So, yeah. Right. So that's the story there. So we don't have really
someday we have to discuss the fascination of geeks with Harley Quinn.
Yeah, that's a good thing to put on the shelf. We should do that. We should do that.
Guys like crazy chicks. I think that's simple.
It could be. I named my first car Veruca Salt, so.
See?
Okay, so then the next thing that I found kind of interesting, but I don't really have any good numbers for, were the body count. So I think what we were talking about when we brought this up was sort of in reference to, like, the end of that Man of Steel movie, where it's like they basically just lay waste to Metropolis, and so, like, certainly people have died. Is that Superman's fault? Do those count?
I think so.
Yeah, exactly. So I started looking for that stuff, and people have done some estimates, but man, they are all over the place. So Zack Snyder estimated that, like, 5,000 people were killed in Metropolis during that fight at the end of the movie. But then someone estimated that like several tens of thousands of Gotham citizens were killed in the course of the Christopher Nolan movies because of like car chases and exploding trains and stuff. So like there wasn't, I mean, like none of those were very good. So what I did was I was like, well, let's just go back to the comics. And instead of looking at like times where like collateral damage happened, let's have either of these guys just outright killed somebody on purpose, right? Like here is a person in front of me and I'm going to kill them. So Superman has killed some cosmic stuff. Like there's things like the Sun Eater and something called like Imperiax, I think is how you pronounce that.
Don't act like you don't know.
I really don't know.
There's an umlaut in there actually. Yeah. So
yeah. Imperiax.
And then Superman also sort of famously killed Doomsday, who was basically this cosmic, you know, embodiment of evil, yeah. But maybe that counts.
Death of Superman, spoiler.
Yeah, exactly. But Superman also straight up killed. So if you remember in the movie Superman 2, when Zod and the other two Kryptonians like get busted out of the Phantom Zone and show up on Earth, mm-hmm. right? Okay, so there was a version of that storyline in the comics. There were these three super evil Kryptonians, and they had like killed, billions of people. On their warpath, and they were coming to Earth, and Superman discovered that there was this kind of red kryptonite that somehow affected them but didn't affect him, and so I think it's red. Anyway, point is, he straight up just says, like, the world's better off without you, and kills them with this kryptonite.
Wow.
Just exposes them to it and lets them die. So that was kind of crazy. Now I should say that this is post the comic book code of conduct. In the early days, Superman and Batman killing people all over the place. Batman had a gun. He was shooting people. Superman's dropping people off of buildings. Like in the very early comic books, nobody gave a shit. They were just killing people left and right. So I didn't count any of that stuff because I felt like what we were talking about was more like in the, you know, in the era in the sort of canonical stuff. So that is definitely a canonical kill from Superman. And in addition to that, Superman, there was one other time where he had a friend who was possessed by an alien who was going to freeze all of Metropolis.
that won't hold up in court.
Right. And so he was going to... Basically, he did this thing with his heat vision, and he wasn't entirely sure if it was going to just kill the alien inside of her, if it was also going to kill her. And he's kind of like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but this has to happen. So it turns out it doesn't kill her, but he is 100% willing to let that be a thing that happens, right?
Ooh. So, sometimes you got to take that risk.
Yeah, and he says that several times throughout the comics, that he's like suggests that he's willing to kill people to save like larger numbers of people, but he always figures some way around it so he doesn't have to resort to just the murder of these bad guys, right?
Does he seem a little turned on when he says it?
Kinda. That little
that
little curl's a little extra.
Exactly. There's a little bit more of a bulge than usual.
Right, exactly. He's
pinching his nipples.
So there's that. So really that's like there's three for sure, plus some cosmic beings that maybe or maybe not count as, you know, people, and then a couple of times where he said he's willing to, but he hasn't actually killed someone. Batman killing people all over the place. Batman does not care. There were a lot of times where he, you know, very clearly kills, like, gang members and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't show, I say very clearly. But what I mean is, like, there's the only arguments you could make that those people are still alive would be very flimsy, right?
Got it.
But there's a couple of really interesting kills that I wanted to bring up. So one was like during the 80s, there was this bad guy in Batman called the KG Beast from the USSR.
Matt, God, we hated the Russians so much.
Have you ever heard of the KG Beast?
No.
Oh, I hadn't either. He sort of looks like Bane a little bit, but I don't know. He was some kind of super strong, super soldier, Captain America kind of a thing. So anyway, you know, he comes over and really like gets the better of Batman for a few issues. You know that arc, right? And so then Batman, I can't remember exactly how it works, but he somehow tricks him into the sewers where the KGBs can't really see, and like Batman knows where what's going on, and the Beast is like, all right, you know, this, let's get this done, like mano a mano, let's fight each other. And Batman is like standing off in the distance. The Beast doesn't know where he is. It's all dark and creepy. And Batman's like standing in this doorway, and he basically says, like, why would I come down there and fight you when I could just close this door and leave you there to starve? And he does
it. Oh my God.
He does it. He seals this guy in the sewer and just leaves him.
That is that's
weird.
Bruce.
Like, that goes into the whole weirdness, because like, without you going into it that deep, like, I thought that was always his thing. Like, he never kills people. Like, that's his one thing that he doesn't ever do.
Right. I mean, that's
interesting that he does kill all these people.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's killing basically, well, first of all, KGB should die just from his name. But besides that, he's killing by lack of action. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, okay, so let me give you one that's not lack of action, okay? So there's this really great sequence, and so part of this is because, you know, Batman, let me back up. I heard this really great story one time where Paul McCartney was talking about a conversation he had with John Lennon, and he says, like, John Lennon is mad at Paul McCartney and says, you get to be the happy Beatle. You just get to smile and wave and people faint and go crazy. He's like, I'm the broody Beatle. I'm the one that always has to have something important to say. Right. And he was like lamenting that, like, he had to be the dark one. Right. And I think that a little bit of that John Lennon complex happens to Batman through the course of some of the ways that he's written, because I think that when people really began to embrace the whole, like, ooh, this is the darker, grittier character, I think his writers sort of were like, well, let's make it even darker and even grittier, you know. and so there's some crazy stuff that goes on. So so this was in the 90s, early 90s, and Batman has come upon these thieves. Now, this is one of those weird things where it says in the comic book that they are stealing bleach, like a truckload of bleach bottles. My suspicion is that that was actually something else before, like, that must have been some kind of drug or something, and they were like, oh, we got to take some drug references out of this comic. And so they made it bleach instead, because I don't understand this. But then Batman takes some kind of incendiary that he has on his belt that he knows will work with quote unquote bleach, and like makes this improvised explosive device and chucks it at these dudes who are in the rest of the bleach. And so they all like catch on fire. Okay. And so Batman's then like, sweet, they're on fire and distracted. So he jumps down and beats the shit out of these guys while they're on fire. Like, curb stomps one dude and stuff. Like, it's crazy. And then Black Canary is watching the whole time. So she reveals to him, oh, Black Canary is watching and is turned on by this. So she,
obviously,
this is pinching her nipples. Serious in the comics. I'm not even kidding. So she reveals that she's there. Bruce Wayne, Batman, turns around and sees her and sees the eyes that he's given her, and they straight up do it while those dudes burn in the background. I am not even kidding. Here is the caption from the panel of the comic where you see Batman lying on top of Black Canary with the fire in the background. It says, "We keep our masks on. It's better that way."
Oh. I feel really uncomfortable right now.
Well, you know what, though? I still haven't heard proof that those guys died. They just were really burnt at base loss and porn
I'm
for
just
free.
Very badly bad. No,
Oh, that's harsh. Way harsh.
That one I just couldn't. I was like, what is happening? And when I first saw it, like, I didn't see it with commentary. I just saw someone had scanned some pages of, like, Batman killed, like, there was a thing where it was like, has Batman ever killed somebody? And somebody's like, here's some scanned pages. And I was like, I must not be reading this right. But then I found several other articles in places where they're like, nope, you should be really scared by this.
This is like that thing, like, where you hear that the government killed Martin Luther King Jr., and you're like, oh, what kind of crazy crackpot conspiracy
right, exactly.
is that? And then you look at it, and you're like, oh, no, they actually did. There's no denying this. This is completely 100% true.
Yeah.
And that, yeah, this is that. You wouldn't
that's
think
true now? What?
Yeah. I'm blowing the cover right now. Yeah. But like when you read that, you're like, holy shit, this actually happened. And like that's the same
this
thing.
This is in 2007, by the way. So I thought it was an early 90s thing. It was a 2007
comic. Shit, well, that's when things really started to get gritty, though, too, for comics. Like,
oh,
I guess
they were gritty before that. Yeah.
No, they were kind of gritty, but I think in the last like 10, 15 years, like they've just like, let's go, let's make him a junkie, and
ever since
his
Frank
life.
Miller.
Yeah, I mean Frank Miller really turned it dark and angry because he is an angry man,
dark
with a
and angry
soul. So
that's true.
Yeah, he really took a real angry turn with the whole thing. But
that is
next
bleeped
level
up,
crazy.
But I wouldn't call that a kill, to be honest. I think that's bleeped up as hell, but that's not a kill.
What are you talking about? He set those dudes on fire, then curb stomped. He at least killed the guy he curb stomped while on fire.
He went off. He got get burned for a long time to die. He probably just rolled over. He's
all right.
He's probably like had like, you know, 18 skin grafts and
so
a broken head.
So,
but he's alive.
I don't know.
If I'm ever arrested, I want you as my judge.
I don't know what I don't know how that lands. I kind of think that's just it's sort of a wash. I mean, even though those Batman murders are pretty messed up, I know what we're actually talking about is like how good of a hero are they in terms of how good are they at keeping people from dying? And this doesn't really speak to that, right?
Like that's hard to quantify.
So
well, let me ask you this, Andy. Did you find any information about like I talked about last time we recorded, close people that have died?
No.
Like friends of theirs?
So
family.
That wasn't also a really difficult thing because so many deaths of actual named characters are undone in the comics that it became crazy, like, my wallet, like Homeland or A Beautiful Mind or something, where I had all this yarn from pictures. And it was but it was like, did that count as a death and then a reboot? Or was that
there's
character
like a
never
million
really did?
Worlds too DC, and they have no problem crossing people over. Like, oh, I'm from Earth 2, and I'm in your universe now.
Right.
Oh, okay,
right.
How are you doing?
Really came into play when I looked at the statistics on the number of times Batman and Superman have fought one another. Okay.
Interesting.
This has happened quite a lot, actually.
I'm sure.
In fact.
Every time DC needs some money.
Yeah, exactly. I found 45 times where a character that is ostensibly Batman was at odds with a character that was ostensibly Superman. Now, as we sort of alluded to before the break, a lot of times it's like Matt says, it's like, oh, it's Earth 2 Superman, but Batman thinks he's this Earth Superman. Why are you fighting me, Clark? Who's Clark?
No,
whatever, blah, blah, blah. So... there was a lot of weirdness like that. And then there were some times where like people were under the influence of some sort of like, Batman
bleach
under the influence. Yeah. Some bleach. Batman one time got like possessed by some evil kryptonite. That's a thing. One time Superman and the rest of the Justice League actually get this Joker serum that basically turns them all into the Joker. Like really weird nonsense. So, I didn't count. So basically, out of the 45 times that they fought, 29 of them I just threw in the garbage to say, like, this doesn't count. This is one of them or both of them are not in their right mind. They're not, like, they just don't count, right?
Okay.
So, of the 16 other times that they fought, Batman has won 3 of those fights. including
I am shocked by that, actually.
Well, so some of the fights are not very long. So there are several times where the following plots have taken place. Superman is out of control and Batman goes to stop him. Or are you ready for this? Batman is out of control and Superman goes to stop him. And
I can't picture Batman out of control. It's like, what's that movie, Signs, with, what's his head? Mel Gibson, when he has to pretend he's crazy, and he's running out. He's like, I'm losing my mind. I'm going out of control.
I'm going to say something about Jews any second.
Right. Batman's such a square.
Batman out of control is really more like, Gotham will only be safe if I'm its dictator. That happens a couple of times. Superman sort of does that to the metropolis and then like the world a couple of times. So here's how these fights, here's how a lot of these fights go. In setup for how big of a problem it is that Superman is off his rocker, Batman mm-hmm. shows up to stop him. And Batman's like, ha ha, kryptonite. And Superman goes, whoosh, and the kryptonite flies away and Superman punches Batman into the other universe. And then that's the end of the fight. So that happens a couple of times.
Oh my God, I'm glad I paid $4.50 for that comic.
Similarly.
And soon $15 for the movie.
Right, exactly. Similarly, they let Batman get pretty far down the road of being crazy. And then Superman shows up and just ends the problem. You know, it's like, I don't know why, you know, like Commissioner Gordon doesn't just have Clark Kent on speed dial. And right. It's like, oh, it's happening again. And Superman's like, God damn it, Frank Miller. And then he shows up and beats Batman up. But there were a couple of times where Batman just straight up won. Probably most famously in The Dark Knight Returns, I think it was, with Frank Miller. Maybe it was just The Dark Knight. Batman's doing his dictator thing in Gotham. Ronald Reagan asks Superman to go and stop him. Superman doesn't really want to fight Batman, but he sort of dispenses with pulling his punches fairly early in the fight. But Batman's got this crazy armor that he's built specifically for this purpose, and I think there's some kryptonite involved somewhere, and Batman basically beats Superman to a pulp with this thing. And then the only reason that he doesn't just straight out kill Superman is that he has a heart attack, which we find out later he was faking. So, like, that's, some people say not a win for Batman because Superman's pulling his punches and Batman didn't finish the fight. I say that's nonsense. That's a big win and one of my favorite wins. I think that's a good one. So,
is that the suit he's probably going to have in the movie?
I don't know. The suit that he has in the movie looks a little small, like the suit in the comic book, if I remember correctly, is drawn like a Hulkbuster kind of like crazy big, you know, mech suit thing.
Wants to be Iron Man. He has Iron Man complex.
Yes. Well, he does. I mean, kind of, you know, billionaire, you know, billionaire playboy who uses gadgets to, yeah.
Daddy issues.
Anyway, so it's 13-3 in favor of Superman if they just duke it out. But honestly, most of the times they duke it out, they have this like big moral quandary at the end that says like, this is a really horrible idea and we shouldn't be doing this. So.
Pussies.
So, that's that. Now, those are the only two things I can possibly spin to go my way.
Oh, God. That's not sounding
good
for you.
Let's count projects. Superman. So, when I counted projects that were non-comics, what I counted was radio, TV, movies, video games, and books that weren't comics. And that basically the property, the project had to be, you know, focused on this character. So both of these guys show up in other stuff. Like, you know, there'd be like a Batman TV show and Superman will show up in it, but it's a Batman TV show, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But a Justice League TV show, I didn't give to either of them, right? There's also been a bunch of Batman versus Superman properties already. Didn't count any of those, okay? So,
okay.
Superman, radio, TV, movies, video games, and books, 65 different properties, plus 9 roller coasters.
Well, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I have been on the Superman roller coaster.
There you go.
True story.
Batman, radio, TV, movies, video games, and books, 76, plus 9 roller coasters, and a Batman stunt show at Six Flags. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So Batman.
That is damning evidence.
Yeah. Batman wins that one, unfortunately. And then, so I thought, okay, well, you know, that may be true, but let's look at, like, there's been some real stinkers in there for Batman, right? Like, those Joel Schumacher movies were pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, let's look and see what the ratings are. Like, let's look and see what the average ratings are for Batman properties and Superman properties. Okay. Couple of interesting things here. But first, on average, Batman properties rated 79 on Rotten Tomatoes. Superman properties, 72.
Not closer than I thought.
Yeah, that is close. Couple of interesting things. Superman Returns, the Brandon Routh movie with Kevin Spacey and Parker Posey.
Yep.
76. Man of Steel, 56.
That is ridiculous.
That is
I will go to bat. Yeah, I will go to bat.
So part of this is reflects how cool it is to not like Superman, and possibly how cool it is to not like Zack Snyder, which I get. But
I think it's the latter. Yeah, honestly, I think it's the latter.
But that to me is an unfortunate biased reflection on the quality of that film. That film is way better than a 56.
I agree.
Absolutely.
I'm not a big Superman fan, and I did not like the ending of that film, but I still think it was a movie well worth watching.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Superman Returns ends with his super kid killing a guy with a piano.
Yeah, that's dumb as hell.
It's not like...
I hated that movie. Yeah. I hated that movie.
The highest rated Batman film, there were a couple of 100%... Batman projects that were done in the DC animation universe, but they were feature length movies that had a bunch of critics, so I kept them because there were a lot of, I mean, it felt real, and that's a real Batman project and all that kind of stuff. But of the feature films, Batman Returns, Tim Burton's second movie with the Penguin and Catwoman, right?
Oh, yeah.
It rated 89. 1989's Batman rated 72.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's crazy. But the highest rated one was The Dark Knight at 94. So,
Which it should be.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan really kind of pulled a coup there and really made some obviously critically acclaimed movies. So, yeah, so Batman edges out on that one, even though he is stuck with an 11% for Batman and Robin.
Really?
Yeah.
It should be lower. Harsh.
But it Superman was also stuck with a 12% for
Superman
whatever,
4.
Yeah, whatever the one is with Nuclear Man and all that garbage.
Yep, Superman 4. Yeah.
The Quest for Peace.
The Search for Peace.
Yeah.
Although Superman 3 was bad too, if I remember right.
So
I always get them confused. Which one is the
Superman
one with the robot lady?
The robot,
Superman
3
is the one with Richard Pryor in it. Yeah, it's
an amazing.
It's not great, but it's not Quest for Peace bad.
That robot lady terrified me as a kid. Still does to this day.
Same here.
God.
I agree.
That was
some kind of... I can't remember what I had done correctly. Like, maybe good grades or, like, I don't know what I did. But I got...
Got something off a high shelf.
Yeah, exactly. But I got a... Like, my parents were like, all right, so we're going to take you to this Superman movie because I was a huge Superman nut when I was a kid. That freaking robot lady in the scene where, like,
scary.
Everything's blown, like, that terrified me for years. I had
actually what terrified me is when they got turned into the robot.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
Yeah,
so when they pulled her in there and, like, wires all over her body. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah,
that was not
cool.
For me.
Not cool. So I thought, okay, well, maybe, we can pull this out because maybe on average people went to Superman movies more, right? I was especially hoping that, like we talked about in the Star Wars episode, that maybe when it was a time where you had to see movies in the theater, I could say, well, everybody went and saw Superman in 1978. I don't know what to tell you, right?
Well, movies played for like 12 years then.
Right, exactly.
So I can see.
So what I did was I took the lifetime gross of the films, and then I divided that by the average ticket price in the year they were released. So I found a great source for that. So that what I have here is like number of tickets sold, which is in my mind a good way of adjusting for inflation without having to worry about like what the dollar is actually worth. Right.
That's right.
Right.
So the average number of tickets sold to a Superman movie are 18,433,118. The average number of tickets sold to a Batman movie, 50,959,854.
Are there just more people? Are there just more of us?
Dude, I don't know. But part of it is
crazy.
So there's fewer movies, right? You're talking about, let me just do a quick count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven, eight Batman movies, and one, mm-hmm. two, three, four, five Superman movies, right? Because you've got, six Superman.
Oh, it's got to be six Superman movies.
Yep. Yeah. So it's not really that big of a difference, actually. But one thing that's telling, a Superman 4, A Quest for Peace, 4 million tickets sold. The animated feature Batman, The Mask of the Phantasm, which had a theatrical release, and so I included in here thinking that would drive the average down, 1.3 million tickets sold.
Wow.
So even for the shitty, I mean, it's not a shitty cartoon, it's a good cartoon, but even for the you know, it's not even a huge animated project, right?
Yeah.
You know, it came in pretty competitively to the bottom of the Superman rung, so. And then even
things aren't looking good for our hero.
Yeah, even Batman and Robin sold 23 million tickets. So it's like, yeah.
I was one of those. Them,
but I was yep. Yeah.
I worked at the movie theater, so I saw it before I had to.
There's your model for a movie that sells a bunch of tickets and then nobody goes sees it afterwards. That's your model, right?
Isn't that
there.
The truth? Yeah, that's totally true. Well, and we've talked in the future. Well, I want to set up a model that will look at opening weekend money, look at the money that it made in later weeks with greater weight than the money it makes in opening weekend, because a lot of movies people are just going to go see. The question is, like, do they go see them again, and do they tell other people to go see them, et cetera, right?
Right.
So we'll figure that out in the future. But in the short term, tickets sold, Superman getting his butt kicked. So... So that's what I've got. Superman wins the moral murder battle, kinda, even though I don't think that really counts. And Superman wins when they just go to a punch fight. Superman loses, average critical scores, the number of projects, and the number of tickets that were sold to film franchises. So, Matt Rose Kenobi, you're my only hope. because you developed a system to look at the rest of it. You want to talk to us about that?
Yeah, so Princess Andy, I'll see what I can do for you. So what I did, and you can see this in an article on the AFAIK website.
Asfarasiknow.net.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry.
Asfarasiknow.net.
Thank you.
You're such whores. God.
Yes, we are. All right, so anyways, I took the SLAD bomb, and for those that have not read the article, is studios looking at Deadpool box office money. And what I did is I take a three pillars of a hero to determine how good a hero they are in the general zeitgeist, how high they rate in Geek Score, and how they're rating in their home media, which is comics. So... for example, excuse me, you take Superman, and I looked at all the 1,000 top comics sold in 2015 and totaled up all the comics that Superman was in. And he got comic for comic for anyone that he was the main title character, half credit for if he was a team up, and a third credit if it was a team book. So like Justice League of America would be a perfect example.
Even though he does way more than a third of the work, but that's fine.
No, Aquaman. Let's get back. So now I will say this is
really quick. Can you imagine how, like, at the company kickball games, like, all right, you get to pick first. Green Arrow, you get to pick first. I mean, who is not picking Superman?
That's a good point.
Anyway, go ahead.
I'd pick Flash, but that's just me. Anywho,
I pick the kicker. Is there a person named the Kicker?
There is now.
Yes.
I'm sure there is a Kicker. He hung out with KG Beast, I heard.
Exactly.
So, I took a look at all, you know, superheroes, looked at what their comics sold were for 2015. And Superman came in at a very respectable number. He came in at 2.2 million comics sold. For 2015, that's current comics. That is not a slouch number.
That's pretty good. Here's the part where it's where it's 10 times fewer than Batman's.
Well, so that puts it, I use a sliding scale, and that was good enough to get him in that, like, one small category, a 5. So that means that there's somebody that doubled him in sales, and I bet you can guess it's Batman. Oh, Batman sold 4.7 million comics in 2015. Wow. And I was looking through, and it is
so
ridiculous.
Batman sold more comics in 2015 than Superman IV: The Quest for Peace sold tickets in 1987.
Yes, there you go. There you go. And that's only him getting credit for a third on team books and a half on team up books. So, I mean, like, it is ridiculous. Like, but it's funny is, like, DC knows where their money is at, and there is so many Batman comics, like a billion different titles and specials. Pulling away, huh? Like Batman goes to the park.
And you're not,
Batman
not even counting,
cleans
like,
up the park.
You're not even counting what I'm sure are super popular titles like Harley Quinn and...
No, this is pure Batman. Yep. Yeah. Not even, none of his derivatives like Nightwing or Red Hood or anything. This is pure Batman. So, and he, that was good enough to get a perfect 10. He is actually the most popular character in comics sold 2015 for current comics.
How many characters did you look at?
Wait. For any imprint?
Yes.
No way. That is correct.
Yes. Because Marvel has, like, you know, you have, like, your Spider-Man comics, but, like, generally speaking, Spider-Man's only on one or two books. They're not, like, in a billion books.
Yeah.
They don't have, like, a ton of – Batman has, like, 4 or 5, like, monthly titles, I swear to God. It's ridiculous.
That is crazy.
The only thing that would possibly beat Batman, and I threw it out, was Star Wars, like, sold a ton of comics, but, like
– That's a franchise, that's not a character.
Yeah, and it's not a superhero. I wouldn't call it a superhero.
Yeah,
thing. Right. So that, I did throw to give you an idea, though, just to make Marvel feel better. Star Wars issue number one sold alone, just that one issue, 5.5 million. I think it was.
Holy
so,
crap.
Yeah.
No,
so
Marvel, but 2015.
Yeah, 2015. Their first issue of Star Wars.
Because that was built up to the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Don't feel bad for Marvel. They're doing just fine.
They're okay, guys.
And then I looked at graphic novels next. Again, honestly, Superman came in at 88,000 graphic novels sold in 2015. Now, these novels aren't released necessarily in 2015. It's the whole backlog what they sold.
Okay, so and people are still buying that Death of Superman book and whatever.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, this gives you an idea of, though, it sounds good, but that's only good for a 2. On a scale of 1 to 10, Batman is a perfect 10 again at 445,000 graphic novels. So again, Batman's doing okay for himself. So then we went into some polls and rankers and all that stuff. So I looked at 3 different polls. One is IGN's Top 100 Heroes. Then there's a really nerdy comic book resources poll I did with just fans. And then there's also a website. I don't know if you're – it's called The Ranker. And it's people just vote up and down superheroes and rate them. So, again, I looked at, like –
Why didn't we just go there? So you mean you found a website that does exactly what we're trying to do?
People's opinion.
We got, we have to branch out farther than just what people what people say when you ask them the question, right?
Yeah. Okay. So and it was on a scale again. So, like, for Ranker was people up and down. It was 1 to 300, and both scored very high. Superman was number 4. And Batman was number 1, but that's both good enough to get them a 10 score in that. So very respectable across the board. IGN had Superman number 1 and Batman number 2. But again, that's good enough to both get them a 10. And then finally in the comic resources poll, fan poll, Superman was number 2 and Batman was number 1. So all high across the board. Yeah. If you divvy them out, Batman edges it out, but honestly, I call it a wash. They're both tens across the board. Everybody loves Batman, Superman. They're very popular.
Yep.
Well, right. So in your research, guys, when do you, was there a time when Superman was more popular, or have they been around the same amount of time? So, has it just consistently been Batman ahead?
Well, Superman
I would guess
came.
Go ahead.
Well, Superman came first. For sure.
Okay.
I'm guessing Superman was probably more popular than Batman until probably, I'm going to guess, the 80s.
Yeah, well, there, okay. there actually wasn't a big difference between the two in terms of, like, tone and stuff like that at the very beginning. At the very beginning, it was really, like, more about, like, this guy has a slightly different origin story and a different costume, right?
Right.
And it really, there wasn't as quite much of a divergence. Actually, interestingly, Batman's, the sort of depth to Batman's character and, like, the troubled sort of dark aspects of it, a lot of people say DC added in a response to the release of Spider-Man, which at the beginning was far less gritty than even he appears now, but he was a kid that struggled with the responsibility of being a superhero, and it was extremely popular, right?
Did Uncle Ben die, like, right away in the comics? Was that, like, the inciting incident?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
And even beyond that right. personal tragedy, I mean, I've read every issue of Spider-Man, like, the first run of Spider-Man. And even beyond that that personal tragedy, it still is constantly going back and forth to Peter Parker, even if it's just like, oh, man, gee willikers, I've got to get my homework done. It's still like there's this tension between him being Spider-Man and him being a regular kid. And that, like, relatability was extremely popular. And so lots of sort of comic book historians say that's when DC sort of took Batman and said, okay, we can do this too. Like, let's take our guy and make him, you know, flawed and relatable as well, right?
Got it.
So that was their play to do that. And like Matt said, I think starting around the 80s is when, you know,
when Frank Miller made Dark Knight Returns.
Yep. And so Batman got enough traction as a property to get, you know, the Tim Burton movie going, and then that, you know, it kind of snowballs from there, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and to finish that out, my last pillar, if you will, of the Slad Bomb is just Google Trends. I looked at the last 12 months, and Batman came in at a very respectable 69 out of 100, and Superman came in at 35.
Oh, my God. Really?
Wow.
So that's direct comparison between the two in the last 12 months.
To be fair, half of those searches were WTF Ben Affleck as Batman, but still... It means he's on.
So the total Slab Bomb score is Batman rolls in at a very hefty number 9, and Superman comes in at a 5.83.
So,
sorry, Andy. I mean, sorry, Princess Andy.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, we all know what I'm going to have to say here, but in my defense, let me just. I'm actually going to play a little clip here. This is Henry Cavill, who plays Superman in the most recent DC universe, right, as Man of Steel, and then in the upcoming Batman vs. Superman, talking to some kids and asking them this question.
What do you like about superheroes again? You like they can fly, that they're super strong, that they can move really fast.
They can bend metal.
They can bend metal, and they can shoot lasers from their eyes. Okay. So you like Superman?
No, Batman.
Oh. Why is Batman better?
He can fly.
I mean, he can only fly if he falls off something. Oh, I think you've got Batman confused with Superman, haven't you?
No.
Because Superman can fly.
Batman can fly because he's got wings.
He kind of has wings, because Batman can't go up. He can only go down. Superman can do both, can't he? Is Batman still better than Superman?
Yes.
Yeah? What superpower is your favorite superpower out of all the superheroes?
Super strength.
Super strength? Okay. Now, I know it's a tricky one for you, because Batman doesn't have any superpowers. Does he, Ben? What's your favourite superpower?
Laser eyes.
Now, who can do laser eyes?
Superman.
Superman. Yes, that is correct. Can Batman do laser eyes?
No.
No. He just sits in a cave. What about heat vision, if you could shoot lasers from your eyes? Can Batman do that? If Batman and Superman were to have a fight, who do you think would win?
Superman you think... has to get some upgrades.
What upgrades does Superman have to get?
I can teach you a tornado kick.
Oh, wow, you can teach me a tornado kick.
Go for the face and then you do that right in the peanuts.
Oh, that's a very effective way of winning.
Poor guy. Yeah, he's exactly. Like, I worked out with kettlebells for 12 months for this.
Exactly. These little snotty English kids won't even answer it the way he wants. Well, and you know, honestly, I think that is that is indicative of where we are right now. And I know that.
Do you think it's cultural?
Well, that's my point.
Do you think that's why Batman's coming ahead? That's what I'm wondering too.
Yeah, I mean, that's my point.
Well, he's like the. It's easy to paint Batman as the, first of all, cool ninja type guy, and also he's the underdog because he doesn't have powers. I mean, you can paint it any way you want. You're right. Like, they put Superman in bad situation stuff too, but like, the idea that this guy has no powers and is on the street fighting like super powered evildoers and trying to make a difference, I think that's what resonates with people.
You know, and I think you're right. However, I think it also illustrates something that is really weird about our society right now, which is that here is a guy with unlimited resources and once a year, very questionable morals, and we relate to him, right? and it's like, no, this guy's nothing like you. You know what I mean? And I think that not to go too crazy on this thing, but I mean, like, if you look at the popularity of certain politicians or the way we worship celebrities in our society, like, we think that we relate to things that are way beyond us all the time, right?
Right.
And I think that has something to do with it. I think that what people identify more with is the anger. I think people I think people like the idea that if they had the resources and the wherewithal, they would also, you know, put on gloves with metal in the knuckles and go beat the crap out of the people who were doing harm to people they thought were good, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds pejorative.
They thought were good?
I'm sorry.
They thought were bad.
That were hurting people they believed to be good, right?
Gotcha.
I mean, I think that sounds pejorative. It sounds like I'm making a judgment there. I'm not really. I mean, like, I think that's completely fair. I think that it makes for great reading. I really like Batman. I mean, that's not the thing. What surprises me a little bit is that we don't turn more to the ideals of a guy who just tries to do good all the time, right?
Yeah.
That surprises me and kind of makes me a little sad, to be honest. Like, I sort of wish that there was more love for, you know, this kid from Kansas who also happens to be the most powerful thing on the planet and does his dead level best to make sure he does that correctly, you know?
Right. And I'm a little surprised too that somebody that stands for such, what is it, truth, justice, and the American way doesn't relate to everybody. Well, I mean, right wing, left wing, everybody's going to love that. Batman has his anger. Yeah, but I don't think he really has a code. He doesn't have like those three words that define him so eloquently.
Leaves on fire and then do it.
Right.
One thing I think that where Superman stories actually intrigue me, and I think they intrigue the general populace, is when he is considered an outsider that has come to this planet, an orphan, if you will, and we have adopted him, and he stands up for us against another alien or world or whatever. Sure. That's what I think it really resonates with people. But and that's where that gets super.
Wasn't that sort of the central theme in Man of Steel? And you didn't like that.
No,
I think that was mostly the execution.
No, the second one was that, and I did like it.
Man of Steel.
The Zack Snyder one.
Yeah.
The Zack Snyder one. Yeah, I like that. I liked it. It's the other one I hate. Superman Returns, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, and also with this, like, cultural zeitgeist now, we're in, like, what, 14 wars across the country, and everybody's always trying to kill us, and there's ISIS and this and that. You would think that Superman would be more popular just for that, because he always is defending us against these outside forces and these aliens trying to invade us and take us over and kill us.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it's a bigger story that we can really relate to. Like, Batman is fighting, like, a giant penguin man.
Yeah,
like,
but
he's a crime boss.
But the thing is, Superman just like flies over and beats up ISIS or whatever. Like, we're like, oh, okay, that's cool. He has superpower. Like, that wasn't hard. That was like 3 seconds of his time. That's not real exciting or cool or in a great story. Now, if Batman like sneaks in and does a little stealthy shit and he's like doing all his Army Ranger stuff and taking them all. You know, I mean, like, that's more interesting, I think.
I do like that stealth mode in the video game. Yeah. That is the best part.
And it's telling, too, to build on that point, it's telling that, you know, the times where we don't relate to, say, like, Iron Man in the Iron Man movies are when he is exercising power in a willy-nilly kind of way and he isn't challenged, right?
Mm.
And then those are the times when Tony Stark's full of himself, you know, we start to question what is Iron Man's place in society, blah, blah, blah. And then he's challenged by something and sort of brought back down to earth, and now we relate to him again. So I mean, like, that's... You're right, Matt. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just that theme that, like, this other thing has to stand up for us is not as interesting as the idea that we could do it ourselves. Maybe that's just the core...
Maybe
that's the core difference, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yep. So...
Interesting.
On that conclusion, I will admit that, as far as I know, Batman is better than Superman.
Oh,
it'll be okay, buddy.
All right.
That had to be hard on you.
So,
hard on.
You can follow me and my emo album listen list on Twitter at ironically Andy.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Fozzie Bear, Bare, Fozzie Bare.
And you can follow me at Matt, AFAIK.
You can follow the show on Twitter at As Far As I Twote. And if you have any questions or disagreements or general comments, you can email at us at flamingbleachthieves@asfarasiknow.net. Gentlemen, thanks. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, sir.
And we will we'll be back in a couple of weeks right here on the As Far As I Know podcast.
Later.
See ya.
Music for our show is provided by Freesound users Herbert Bolin, Gullius25, and Luffy. The audio you heard from Henry Cable talking to the kids is from a campaign at omaze.com, which allows you to support charities in exchange for some cool experiences, including, in this case, the opportunity to, like, ride in the Batmobile or fly with Henry Cable in a helicopter, or there's some other stuff. So go and check that out. You can just go to Omaze, that's omaze.com. When we post this podcast, I think you'll still have a day or so to enter. So, yeah, check that out. It's pretty great. Also, please don't forget to visit asfarasiknow.net for all sorts of other articles and interesting information. And if you wouldn't mind, please rate and review the podcast wherever you found it. That helps other people discover the show and makes you a great person. We thank you for the support.